What magic, miracles, and mysticism is the totality of you in true unity consciousness willing to be to actualize more light? What would your life be like if you allowed light in? How would you feel if light and love flooded your fields, your life, and your space? All that doesn't allow that, are you willing to release and dissolve it right now? Now show me. No taya kanana ni. What magic, miracles, and mysticism is the totality of you in true unity consciousness willing to be in order to have more joy in your life? What would your life be like if you allowed the frequency of joy in? Allowed it to descend upon you and dissolve any and all disharmonious frequencies now. What would it be like if you opened your energy fields and let all the density go? Are you willing to do that now? Now show me. Ni saya ta hi. What magic, miracles, and mysticism is the totality of you in true unity consciousness willing to be in order to be the effervescence of soul consciousness that you have been denying? What would it feel like to you if you felt and allowed yourself to unfold and expand into this infinite presence that is soul light? All that has not supported that, all that has not allowed that, are you willing to let that go now? Are you willing to dissolve, destroy, and demolish it now? Now show me. Nora a e. What shifts have you not allowed yourself to be that if you allowed yourself to be would open up a flood of joy into your space and dissolve all sadness and all grief that your soul is holding on to so very desperately? What if you were willing to be the powerful gearbox that accelerated the shift in your consciousness and mindset? What lightness would that bring for you? How would your life benefit? And how would your heart space rejoice? If you only but allowed that, now show me. Tihi suna ha hu. What have you accepted and adopted from all others around you that if you were willing to return and give back to the sender would shift your life exponentially, taking with it all the sadness, all the anxiety, and all the distress that you have ever felt? What are you holding on to that you have a vested interest in order to justify a life that is bleak, dull, painful, and mediocre? Are you willing to let that go now? And how would your life feel if you let that be returned now? Now show me. Nishtaya tana kahu. Where in your soul's history have you tried to be the scapegoat to others, and in doing so, taken on their dysfunction and their mad energies? What would your life look like? What would it be like if you were willing to end that dysfunction now? How would that feel? How much more happy and balanced, stable and calm would your life be if you took your power back and felt yourself to be at ease? Now show me. E took wa ana kahu. Where in your life have you self-abdicated and self-sacrificed in order to hold on to a false belief and a false ideal? Where in your life have you simply negated yourself in order to align with a miscreated reality and a misaligned and false creation? What would your life feel like if you released yourself from these twisted ideals? How much more space would you deliver to yourself if you let the madness go? Now show me. Noro ta'ak a'i. How much peace are you willing to embrace? And how much of your original presence of spirit are you willing to be in order to embody the fullness of your inner untouched being that you truly know yourself to be? What peace have you denied yourself in order to negate your eternal spirit of calm and stillness so that you can enable zero consciousness, no consciousness, anti-consciousness and unconsciousness? Are you willing to let that go now? And how much would your life shift if you did that right now? Now show me. Ti rihi hi sa. Where have you allowed demons to take over your life and your space? And why have you simply handed your power away to them? What if it was as simple as simply saying, I take back my power now? What would your life be like if you released these demonic attacks, these attachments and encroachments in your life? If you only but allowed it, decreed it and demanded it, what would that look and feel like? Now show me. Nastaya tahu nu hi. Where, when and why have you opted out from saying to demons and entities that they are no longer welcome in your space, in your body, in your fields? And are you now willing to declare and demand that they expel and eject from your reality, never to return again to your space? What would shift for you if you simply just allowed and declared that? Now show me. Niro a saktuk. Where have you wanted to serve others so very badly? And where have you wanted to be so liked that in so doing, you opened the floodgates of your body, mind and soul as an open invitation for them to encroach on your space and in your energy? Where have you allowed others to move in and feed off of you because you felt disempowered to say no to them? All that is, would you be willing to finally end it and cut it asunder? What would your life be like if you let that go now? Now show me. Nish Nayash Nahu. Where have you accepted that sadness is the foundation and benchmark for life on earth? Where have you bought into the belief that the mediocrity and lackluster of sadness are a standard that cannot be destroyed or shifted? Would you be willing to let that go now? And what would your life be like without the companion and house partner that sadness, fear, and disempowerment are? What would your life be like with total freedom, lightness, and joy? Now show me. Na ra kin kina ya hu. What would a body that is joyful and full of joie de vivre feel like? What would a body that is full of light feel like? what would it function like? What are you unwilling to do, be, and become that you were not willing to? That if you will be willing to now, would shift your life into a living, breathing embodiment and a walking advertisement of joy for life. What would it take for you to access that wonderment today and now? Please embody your true light now. Please. Now show me. Noro ona yahu. Where have you bought into the Legoland model of a life without animation and expression? Where have you seen the hallucination that life is thriving and expanding within the dull Lego system? Where have you accepted the matrix of puppeteering, control, and domination that if you released and rejected, would turn on its head and unleash a flood of blessings, joy, and abundance towards building a life of enthusiastic animation in the world of your creation? All that is, can we now dissolve and rebuild it to the highest level of love and light? Are you willing to do that? Now show me. Toho Rahu Wa. Where have you allowed the shortcomings and failures of your ancestors and others who are associated entities and discarnates to you to dictate the direction of your life that if you were to disengage from and surrender completely would surprise you with a life of pleasure, confidence and connection to your wildest dreams and imaginations? Where has that made you so small and so insignificant in contrast to the majesty of your soul? Where have you allowed that stronghold of your ancestors and their holds, bondages and cages to hold you hostage? All that is, would you decant and dissolve it right now? How does that feel to you? Now show me. Noa Raha Hu. Where is your life not working for you? That if you were to let more love and light in, reconnecting back home to you would change all of your life into a gentle rain of light showers and light sparkles and sprinkles. Where have you allowed yourself to be a stress ball or knotted up that if you were to unknot and unfold would be a wearable creation of splendor beyond possibility filled with light? Where have you allowed anxiety to be your bed partner that if you were to expel it would give you the space and spaciousness that makes life ridiculously marvelous? Where have you let yourself be in lockdown around fear and paranoia that if you were to let your barriers down and alchemize it into trust and pranoia would change your life into unimaginable, unthinkable, indescribable ways that lead to more of you showing up for you and for the world? All that is, can we destroy and dissolve and recreate it right now? Now show me. Noyo to'o sin ha. Where have you allowed joy to escape out of your life and become a refugee in your own consciousness for the purpose of other people's pleasures and gains? Where have you handed it over for imprisonment, incarceration and bondage to them so that it's hidden away, stifled away, locked away? What would your life be like if you gave yourself permission to smile again and expand into more of you in your authentic true light form? What would that feel like? Now show me. Nishnash naya satu. What would your body feel like if you engaged with your joy? How would yourselves feel and function if they were fed more joy from you, with love and loving compassion? What would it taste like to taste your skin and smell your smell, colored and painted in the splendiferous rainbow of joy? I ask you, what would you experience if you were to revel and dance and float in that experience? Now show me. Taro yo ora. What energy, space, consciousness and choice can you and your body be to outcreate anxiety, depression, sadness and grief, expanding beyond it and moving beyond it until you engulf it through the totality of light and lightness that you are, rendering it insignificant and without consequence? What would your life feel like if you expanded beyond confines and boundaries, experiencing your total light and lightness? Now show me. Ana sata yahu. What would your body, what would your life, what would your existence, what would all of you feel like? What would it experience? How would it dance? How would it sing? How would it experience this creation, this reality, if you gave yourself permission to experience the highest timeline reality that your spirit knows that you deserve? What would it be like if you simply just acknowledged your inherent worthiness, all that you truly are, and all that you truly be, all that you truly deserve, from the very core of your being, from your very connection to Source Light, from the benevolence of God, for that you are? And what would your life be like? What shifts would you experience if you simply just gave yourself recognition and a yes to experience this incredible joy? Are you willing to do that? Now show me. Onosk kaya ka e. Now show me. Now show me. Now show me. And so it is.